Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we just got back last night at 3:30 in the morning. Let me give you the real quick rundown. So we left about 10 days ago. We shot up to that of Las Vegas after we did an event at KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado. We went up to Rancho Santa Fe, and we did a private event there all the way into California, Southern California. Spent a little time with our friend Tony Roman, the Basilico. You guys all know who that guy is. The standalone guy in California that's standing up against the government concerning their unconstitutional edicts. We promised that we would spend some time with him, and when we drove 25 hours that direction, we did just exactly what we said we were to do. That was on the 4th of July. We turned around, spent a couple days in San Diego, and then we shot all the way back to Las Vegas, 116 degrees inside of the van that we were driving. It was 131 degrees. You can't make this kind of stuff up. It's dangerous, to say the least. So we drove to Junction City in that of Colorado, which is the tip of Colorado. And so we had from that point and one day to get from Junction City to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was the keynote speaker at the Constitution Party, so we drove 22 hours nonstop, got all the way there, and this is how we did it. So I would ask my son, so we're in Colorado, so how many hours before we get into Nebraska? He would say six. Okay, that's step one. Then we get into Nebraska. Then once we get into Nebraska, okay, how many hours now to that of Iowa? 6 hours, Dad. Okay, cool. So that was step two. Then step three was 1 o'clock in the morning. We got 6 hours to go because we just entered into Iowa. And then once we did that, we drove into Wisconsin, got about 3 hours of sleep, and in the process of doing that, got up, did the speaking engagement there at the Constitution Party. Cool people. The very next morning, I had to do a church, Matt Truella's church, the author of The Lesser Magistrates, guy's a kick in the pants. Spent a little time with him and his family, and I believe he has about 23 to 26 grandchildren. Folks, I spent more time just trying to figure out their names. But with that said, one thing I'm noticing more and more at these events across the country are people that we know online on social media platforms. Our friend Diana showed up at the Constitution Party. We had people show up in that of California. We had people show up over in that of Johnstown, Colorado as well. So we just wanted to let you know that you're the reason we do what we do. You're the payday here. We're not paper tigers here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, nor are we satisfied to sit behind the microphone, though we're honored in doing so. But we have to be out there. That's the payday for us. And put that up against Luke 19:10 and Mark 16:15, and you will understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about even now. So we just got back at 3:30 in the morning, a little less than 5,000 miles round trip within 10 days. Was it worth it? Absolutely. I can tell you this, it burns you out. So one thing that I miss or wish that was otherwise concerning the things that we have to do right now is flying, because we just did in how many days what it would have took us to do in 3 hours. But for those that listen to us, you all well understand as to why we're not going along with the Gestapo here. And I'm talking about the TSA, and I'm talking about the airlines as well. As a matter of fact, I even asked the question yesterday. I wonder how they're going to come back from this because of the way that they have been treating their customers, the way that they've been treating people that are paying customers. And folks, to be honest with you, they're taking the fun out of everything when it comes to travel. But you know what? It's not all about fun. It's about what we're called to do. And we find that where we bear the cross, there is the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Go to Hebrews 12. Read the whole chapter when you get a moment. So anyways, we're back. We're in the saddle. We've got lots to cover today. Before we do that, I want to, as usual, friends, drive you over to that of Sons of Liberty. That of sonsoflibertyradio.com, that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you go over to that page, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio right up on the top there. Go to our live stream page and subscribe to the right side of that page on social media platforms. On our Rumble page, as you all well know, we are rebuilding what YouTube unlawfully took down. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, their cruelties are swelling our ranks. And the lawsuits are raining down on big tech companies in so many different ways. And rightfully so. Now, with that, when you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, also check out the store, friends. We got products over there. And those products, I want to remind you, are your requests. We are literally dropping off orders every single day in this ministry, up to 10 orders a day. And I really appreciate that. But one thing people need to understand is that's not how we raise money. That's not what keeps us out there. That is purpose for the very we're driving you to the purpose of actually teaching people their history, because if they don't know where they came from, they don't know where they're going to. But this shirt in particular, Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God t-shirts. We're already sold out of them. The dog tags, all the stuff that we have online right now is there to spark up conversations and to make statements across the country to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, with that said, friends, I'd also remind you again, no money. We're not doing this for gain in any sense of the word. But we are letting you know that we are a ministry, and that without your support, we are not going to stay out there. And so although we appreciate all the orders, again, keep in mind, that's not what keeps us out there. Your support keeps us out there. So if you would, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go over to the membership page and become a son or a daughter of Liberty. We would ask you, we're not a begging ministry, but we have to let you know our needs every now and again. And again, we love the orders. No question about it. And with that said, friends, it does nothing for the ministry in the sense of keeping us out there, and that's what's more important here. Though, again, check out the store. Check out becoming a son or daughter of Liberty on sonsoflibertymedia.com if you would. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that when you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies on the mainstream media and their useful idiots. When you look to the right side of that page, Tim Brown's page is up. His morning show is up, as well as the afternoon show. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're running the left side of the page on BeforeIt'sNews.com, and join us on social media platforms. Now, with that said, if you want to join us at any time online, stick to the topic, please. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which this constitutional republic rests upon, Article 4, Section 4. Put that up against Exodus 18:25 as well. Quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to this real quick because what we're going to get to, friends, this should come as no surprise, okay? It shouldn't. It should come as no surprise to anybody listening, even now, another politician exposed for crimes against children. I'm going to get into sharing some names with you so you understand as to what is happening in your country. It will help you understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree is what will help you understand. As well, friends, they're guilty as charged. Okay? These are the same people, the very ones trying to change the law, that are the same ones breaking the law. That's why they're trying to change the law. These are crimes against nature. Romans 1:24, friends. And let me say that again. The very ones trying to change the law are the very ones breaking the law. Crimes against our children. Pedophilia. I'm going to hit that in just a couple minutes. Before I do, what I want to do is I want to get over to that of Ben Swan's new piece. Ben Swan just shared a piece with us, friends, concerning Joe Biden's new plan for getting more people vaccinated. I just want you to listen to this intro really quick, and once we get that going, friends, we will go ahead and share away concerning the content here with what Ben wants to share with all of us here. And I'm just trying to tee this up right now, and it keeps taking off on me, so forgive me. But we're going to go ahead and play this for you. Check this out, friends. This is Ben Swan exposing Joe Biden's door-to-door. And for some reason, I am not
to door.
There we go. We'll try that again.
Well, President Biden says he has a new plan to get more people vaccinated, sending government agents door to door. Listen.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
The administration says they're doing this because they want to make sure that everyone who wants a vaccine is able to get one. But is that really what they're doing? Or is this really about making sure that everyone who doesn't want a vaccine still gets one?
Exactly.
I'm Bill Swan. This is Truth in Media.
Isn't that interesting, friends? How many times we shared with you concerning this topic as to how this is going to come to your door, your front door, if you don't put a stop to this now. And we kept making reference to Amos 6:3. And interestingly enough, friends, here we are today. I'm going to go back to bed even now.
Your agents, they say, knocking on doors to make sure that everyone gets good information about vaccinations. We're going to break down that plan in just a minute and what it means, by the way, to push back against it. But before we do...
Okay, so Ben again is going to go ahead and kick off his sponsors, but what I'm going to do is talk until the point where we can resume his points in which he's making. But again, keep in mind, friends, we have been faithful to point our finger at what's going on concerning the crimes that are being committed against us by our government, which is un-American. It's totally unconstitutional. The whole plandemic has been nothing but a scam and a deception. Put that up against Ephesians 14. And we're just now beginning to see and understand as to what it's really about, because now they want to go door to door to make sure everybody gets their vaccinations. I'm telling you what, friends, first and foremost, it's not wise. If those that are pushing this agenda want to go door to door, then you know what? Maybe they should be the ones that are actually going door to door. But the fact of the matter is they are not. They're going to use useful idiots to do their biddings for them. And just like a war, friends, in any war, because this is an act, this is provocation to war, friends, to go door to door. It's exactly what Joseph Stalin did, by the way. If you know anything about history, before he disarmed the people, he went door to door. Well, folks, this is a great way to spark up a war by sending people to your house to basically say that if you haven't gotten your vaccination, as they call it, you know, we're going to make sure that you get one. And I'm just here to tell you, it's not going to fare well for any one of them. The way that you put a stop to it is all you useful idiots look at those that are paying you to do their biddings for them, to deceive, to lie, to kill in many cases. You better understand that they're going to do it to you when they have no more use for you. And the fact of the matter is what I want to make more clear than anything else. If you want to put a stop to it, just go ahead and have those politicians that are pushing this agenda forward, have them do it, because that's what's going to stop this whole thing. Let's get back to Ben Swan concerning door-to-door with Joe Biden.
Today, createtailwind.com. It's an amazing service. All right, so let's talk about this plan that the Biden administration has. Essentially, President Biden said this week that he would begin a process to send government agents door-to-door to contact everyone who has not been vaccinated in the country.
They're tracking
again,
you.
Here's what he said.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood. And oftentimes, door-to-door, literally knocking on doors to get...
Okay. You know, obviously, you know, we never have these issues, but again, we're doing live radio.
Many people protected from the virus.
Protected from them.
Equity, equality, it remains at the heart of our responsibility.
You can barely read the teleprompter, friends.
The hardest hit by the virus have the information and the access to get vaccinated. So... as we
in case you forgot, friends, in case you forgot.
Vaccination sites, we're doing thousands of people a day. We're going to put even more emphasis on getting vaccinated in your community, close to home, conveniently, and a location you're already familiar with.
So, of course, you have to ask the question, why is any of this necessary? Well, consider this. There are currently 157 million fully vaccinated Americans in the United States. There are fewer, though, than 6,000 COVID cases currently, and about 50 deaths per day. When combining natural immunity, vaccination rates, and considering those who are not significantly at risk, which is, by the way, most people, the COVID so-called pandemic is essentially over with. There isn't a whole lot left here, except for when you start to talk about this new term, variants, right? The idea that there's this Delta variant in the United States that maybe makes people more susceptible. Again, it's like we're prolonging something that should have been over with a very long time ago. So the answer to all of this comes down to the Biden administration saying that it's going to have to do more. Part of the reason for that is because President Biden failed in his initiative to get 70% of Americans vaccinated by July 4th. That was the deadline that he set. So now he says that the government will need to go neighborhood by neighborhood and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get more people protected against the virus. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the door to door outreach only aims at, quote, getting remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring that they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. But of course, saying that the vaccine is safe for all people at all times is completely untrue. We know that there are thousands of reported cases of injuries from this vaccine,
and
which I would remind you once again has not been approved for regular use by the FDA. It's only been issued under emergency use authorization. And what the Biden administration, of course, will tell us
is
that they're really only doing this to make sure that everyone who wants the vaccine is able to get one, which of course is absolute nonsense. But let's be real here. Anyone who wants a vaccine is able to get one. They're found at every Walgreens and every CVS in the country. You can access them at healthcare clinics. And if you can't get to one of those clinics, Uber and Lyft for months have been offering free rides to anyone who wants to get the vaccine but can't get there on their own. There is no shortage of ability to get those vaccines. The reality is that workplace employers have been trying to force people to get vaccines. There's been incredible social pressure to get vaccines. You can't attend certain sporting events without a vaccine passport or proof of vaccination. You can't go to school or a university in many places in the country without having got a vaccination. The bottom line is that every attempt has been made to try to pressure people into getting the vaccine. And so when the Biden administration pretends that the reason they're doing this is for all the people who want a vaccine but just can't get one, they're simply lying to you. So the question is, who's pushing back against this? Well, there are a few elected officials who are doing so, including the Attorney General of Arizona. In fact, the Arizona AG sent a letter to the administration saying that this door-to-door push may be infringing privacy rights, saying, quote, "I, along with many Arizonans, are greatly alarmed by your White House indicating that it might be in possession of medical records revealing the contact information for Americans who have not been vaccinated. If this is the case, this is a severe breach of privacy, and I will not tolerate such intrusions within Arizona."
Amen.
The Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, tweeted out, "Not on my watch," in response to Biden's announcement. But the real question is here, who will stand with their constituents? Will states actually stand up to this idea? Because again, this is not about getting good information out to people about vaccines. What this is actually about is going door to door and intimidating people, showing
That's
up
right.
where they live and telling them, you need to take this vaccine. This is your obligation. But if the Biden administration does persist in pushing forward with this plan, we can hope for one thing, that this attempt to try to force Americans to take a vaccination that they don't want by sending government agents door to door will actually backfire on the administration and also on this growing totalitarianism that we're living under in this country. Guys, thanks for watching.
He's exactly right, friends. It's exactly what's happening. Keep in mind, Ben Swan also did that piece on Yale University where they wanted to manipulate people, coerce people, shame people into taking the vaccinations if they were not going to take them. And it's absolutely true what Ben just said, friends. This is it's a blatant lie. As you well know, what's happening, as I've shared with you 100 times prior to the show today, the people are rejecting this in the majority, not the minority. I want to share something with you as well, friends, that the Saul Alinsky tactic is what is at play here, causing you to believe somehow or another that you're the minority when, in fact, you're the majority. See what's happening, friends? They're scared to death that the American people are waking up. And rightly said, when Ben said this is going to completely backfire, folks, they lost the narrative a long time ago. You better understand what's at play here. That's why you have totalitarianism. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is standing with the people of Cuba protesting the government. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the administration will continue to assess how they can directly help the people of Cuba. With details on the protest, we turn to Lance Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Top commander in Afghanistan, Army General Austin Scott Miller, is stepping down from his post in Afghanistan on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Four more victims are being recovered in the rubble, bringing the death toll to 94 in the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying 222 victims are accounted for, with 22 still unaccounted for. The medical examiner's office continuing to work around the clock to identify victims. New details are out regarding the assassination of Haiti's president.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moise. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, we are going to be on the road again in about 10 days here. I believe we've got 5 to 7 events set up in Michigan. I'll be down there, or over there, should I say, down and over there in Michigan from the state of Minnesota here. And we will be speaking with Mike Dittmer, who's my friend, running for office even now, and Sheriff David Clark, the famous black sheriff. Looking forward to meeting with him, and we'll see how it transpires. But we are going to be there, and then in August we're going to actually be over at the Minnesota State Fair for 12 days, where we have the opportunity to reach out to about 2 to 3 million people that go through the state fair. And then the month after that, it looks like we're going back to Rapid City, South Dakota, and we'll keep you updated. People are asking all the time, where's the schedule? That's why I'm continuously sharing with you the schedule as it does transpire. And it does change that quick, friends, by the way. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to my main topic here because it's important, again, to understand the very ones that are trying to change the law are the very ones that are breaking the law. That's why they're changing the law. Do you remember Glisson, founder, Kevin Jennings, Obama's Safe Schools Are, the guy that wrote a foreword to a book called Queering Elementary Education. I've shared with you, friends, in the past, and if you haven't heard this, sit down because it's true. You can ask Kevin. He'll tell you bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. He's the one that's telling you, friends, the homosexuals are not the victims. They're, in fact, perpetuating the crime, but they play the victim in the process of doing that. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that Kevin Jennings Jennings' hero, Harry Hay, from an organization that is to be under FBI surveillance for decades. Somehow or another, his hero, Harry Hay, who's now in hell where he belongs, Luke 17:2, read it when you get a moment. The slogan for gay pride parades, along with Mambala, is sex before 8, before it's too late. So this, again, should come as no surprise as to the information I'm going to share with you even now. But what we just found out, friends, is that another politician is under arrest for crimes against children. And if you look at Luke 17:2, let me just take the time to read it, please. Because, again, I want to read it out so people understand that I'm not just shooting from the hip. Things that I don't know and hear and see by the Holy Ghost. It says that it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Well, friends, guess what? They're zeroing in on the little ones. Don't ask me. I'll let them tell you in just a moment. They promote that which tears away at the laws of our Constitution, and they do this openly with a pass from the American people. In America, there's 330 million people. You're allowing less than 1.7% of the population zero in and make a prey of your children. Can you explain that? Because if you can't explain it to me, you need to explain it to your kids first and foremost. Almost, because I guarantee you, neither me or your children get an explanation from you. You can rest assured that the Lord's going to get one on Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27. Also read Revelation 21, verse 8, starting there. Read to the end of the chapter. Now, what I want you to see and I want you to hear, friends, is that these criminal politicians, the ones that are advocating sodomy, those that are advocating as what they call transgenderism, those that are advocating lesbianism, are in fact trying to normalize the crime of pedophilia, man, boy, love. Now, last week I took a little time and I did my best to show you a video from off the road. We were actually in California, but it's a brand new video, friends. And I want you to see this, and again, this is just unthinkable, but don't tell me I didn't tell you, because they're saying it out of their own mouths now without fear of consequence. In fact, also keep in mind, friends, that this is a felony in every given state of our union, and I want you to listen carefully as to what they are promoting, because they are not hiding it any longer.
As we celebrate pride on the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you. You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct.
These are got men preying on children. On YouTube, the video's not been pulled, friends. This is the mind of those that you allow to rule over you.
From disco, warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children.
Wow, that's pretty bold, isn't it?
And fair. At first, I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us.
Look at these fams.
Accepting, caring people.
Listen to these fams. Men that act like women and women that act like men. Romans 1:18.
Change their group of friends. You won't approve of.
This is what the American people are giving a pass to. And nobody to blame but ourselves.
You'll be disgusted when they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight.
Okay, so I think we got enough of that, friends. But this is on YouTube. It has not been pulled. And what's interesting to know, friends, is I played this last week. Do you realize that in doing high school assemblies or lyceums, that if I was to go in and advocate and promote the narrative that they're setting right now through this video, do you realize that I would be arrested on the spot? I would be charged with crimes against children as a pedophile, and I would be thrown in jail for a long time. Can people, anybody help me understand how this is given a pass? I mean, it's about the sickest thing I ever heard in my life. This last week, I was at the U.S. Constitution Party in that of Wisconsin. Again, I was the keynote speaker there. After I got done speaking, I went out to the table, and there was a woman there that was talking to me about vigilante justice. And she says, well, how do you justify vigilante justice? How do I go gather up 100 people and go around and start to kill these people? I never said that, I told her. I said, but here's the fact of the matter. If you have vigilante justice, the people in this country are beginning to take upon themselves what it is that the government has left off. In other words, if the law fails to serve me, I must serve the law. Okay? A man in that of Texas caught another man molesting his little six-year-old daughter. He went over and ended the life of the individual that took his daughter's virtue away from her. When he stood before a good judge that understands the Mosaic Institution, that understands that our rights come from God, that our laws come from God, the Ten Commandments, hello, read Exodus 20. He looked at the father that killed the pedophile that just got done raping his little six-year-old daughter. He ended his life on this earth only to stand before God, which, by the way, is God's law. Okay? See, Americans, you've been conditioned by man's commandments, which make void God's commandments. And then what you do is you set up a system of bureaucracy that makes a lot of money for the people that are the head of those bureaucracies. Put that up against Mark 7. And she kept going back and forth with me. She was almost like arguing with me about what I'm sharing with you right now. The judge looked at the man and said, what you did was justifiable. You better know it's justifiable. It's a felony. Our forefathers didn't put up with these crimes, friends. But how many politicians have been busted in the act of laying and praying for our children? And how are they doing it systematically, friends? Well, they're appointing their friends. They're appointing these men that are laying for our children. And I could go through this whole diatribe of explaining that to you right now. But again, Americans, is it not quite obvious what this is all about? It's about what I've always said it's about. It's about them making a prey of our children. The judge looked at the man that killed the pedophile and justified what he did. Okay? He didn't murder him. He killed him. Okay? He brought justice upon the head of the man that violated his little girl. But this woman in Wisconsin argued with me over and over and over again. And I just looked at her and I said, I thank God that you're not my mom. I thank God that you're not my mom. Yes, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And I said, man, that's exactly what you're doing. Then she looks at me and she says, you're trying to make me out to be evil. I said, you have got to be kidding me. Ma'am, you don't want to enforce the law, first of all, because you don't know the law. You call yourself a Christian, yet you don't know God's moral law. And therefore, you don't know his government, and that's why you're being enslaved. And you're talking about how I'm trying to make you out to be evil, when in fact you're trying to make the law out to be evil, which keeps you free. And I said, the fact of the matter is, good citizens across the country have to stand up at this point and defend their families because of what government, which is illegal, and which is illegally being advocated right now against our children blatantly. I just played it for you, both audio and video. And she, somehow or another, wants to play the soft judge with these people that are making a prey out of their children. I told her, I said, when you enforce the law unto judgment, you deter the crime. I said, that is the mercy of God if you take heed to it. When you look in Scripture and understand that judgments, when the judgments were given by God to the children of Israel, the people amended it, which meant they were holding each other accountable concerning God's moral law, what it was that they would not tolerate in the face of God. And let me add a little more grace to that, because it is grace in fact. It's interesting to note that you can't find crimes against children in the Bible. I'm going to tell you why. Because they were unthinkable. You didn't go there in any sense of the word. Our laws do not tolerate these crimes. That's why they're felons in every single state of our union. And again, keep in mind, our forefathers hung these people. Just so you understand, up until 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, I didn't say pedophilia, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you would go to prison for 21 years. if a man was to prey upon a child, another boy, that child in California was supposed to report the crime to the authorities in dealing and bringing to justice that man that was laying to make a prey out of that little boy. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking right now as guilty as charged. Another politician has been exposed for crimes against children. He's now been laid to charge, I believe, 11 felonies. 11. This is the lifestyle the mainstream media and corrupt politicians are pushing, friends. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional. Oh, and my goodness, is it ungodly. God calls these people that make the choice to commit the acts that they choose to commit, Deuteronomy 30:19, an abomination, not sin. Former mayor of Sebastopol in Sonoma County, California, was arrested. He was arrested and charged Tuesday with 11 felony child sex crimes. Keep in mind, remember the child sex rings concerning the employees found at SeaWorld and Universal Parks and Disney? Remember all those employees? I think there's like 104 at one park alone that were busted in these sex sting operations where the employees were laying for the children. Who promotes this criminal behavior more than Disney, friends? Nobody does. All these parks are doing it now. Who promotes this criminal behavior more than politicians and the mainstream media? Nobody does. This is what they're trying to normalize, right? But this individual was just recently, as a matter of fact, on Tuesday, charged with 11 felony child sex crimes. The charges against Robert Emanuel Jacob, 44, included committing lewd acts with a child, ages 14 to 15, participating in, you know what, folks, I don't want to get too far into this, basically molesting them and raping them, okay? Under 16 years old. Making a child under 16 available to another person for lewd or lascivious acts and distribution of child pornography. If you want to know why your politicians are impotent, you need to understand that in many cases they're extorted. How they've been extorted. They are just as guilty as the guy that I'm calling out right now. That's how they're controlled. That's why they're not working for the people, but they're doing what they're told. And if they don't, they're going to be ousted. Well, here's another one for you, friends. Don't tell me. We're not talking about what matters here, friends, because that's exactly what we're doing. Robert Jacob, an openly gay progressive cannabis businessman, has voiced support for BLM and defunding the police. Of course, that's why we were always raised up to understand that these people are backwards. But why are they being appointed to government positions? Because if you know anything of history, this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did, friends. Because they're easily extorted. They're easily controlled. Remember what Benito Mussolini said? He goes, I don't prefer a righteous man. I can't control him. He said, I prefer a scoundrel because he'll do what he's told. That's exactly what these people are. Okay, Robert Jacob, the progressive former mayor of that of Sebastopol, in Sonoma County, California, was arrested Saturday on now five felony and one misdemeanor sexual assault charges against a minor. Okay, against a minor. On Tuesday, Jacob appeared in that county to the Superior Court where the number of felony charges was then expanded to 11. Police said, citing court reports. Okay? What I want to do is, because I'm just going to keep sharing with you as these things transpire, friends. Here, I want to do my best, and I want to find a picture of this guy for you so you can understand exactly what you're dealing with. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and show you on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. If you look at this guy right here, he never grew up. The fact of the matter is he shouldn't have been there in the first place. He should be prosecuted for his crimes in a big way. But people in this country can't act as if they didn't know as to who he was and what it is that he meant to advocate due to the fact that the pictures that I'm even showing on social media platforms right now, it's him with another man dressed up like two clowns. Keep in mind, one acts like the boy, one acts like the girl. Okay? This is the mental illness. This is the abominable individuals that the American people are somehow given a green light to, a pass to. But what I did is during the break, I found this and I want to show it to you. And I know I'm jumping around quite a bit right now, but it's important because, again, I just found this. The video is called Boys Beware. And when I make reference to something, I always want to back it up because most people say, well, Bradley, I want you to show me the video that you're talking about. Okay, and we always do our best to show you exactly what we're talking about. As a matter of fact, what they're talking about. But this was in the 1950s education scheme. This was in California. And I just pulled it up just a couple minutes ago. And it's called Boys Beware. And I just want to play just a piece for you so you can understand what was going on in this country in contrast to what you're seeing happen today. It was crimes against nature. It still is. Now they're trying to condition people that if you don't accept the lifestyle, you're a hater, you're a bigot. They're trying to set up human rights organizations to basically destroy you if you speak out against their crimes against nature. And the fact of the matter is, friends, again, let me bring you back to 1950 so you can see for yourself exactly what I'm talking about here. You'll hear it as well on audio, 153 cities. Produced with the cooperation of the Inglewood Police Department and the Inglewood Unified School District, okay, in California. Now listen. Shows a little boy walking into school, a police station. It's the 1950s. It's called Boys Beware. Or if an adult male was to make a prey of a child, they were to report them to the police immediately. Now you see the government advocating the crime, pushing forth the crime.
A police officer attached to the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people. That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye.
Dangers.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
He just got...
He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
A man picked up this kid that was hitchhiking.
He asked Jimmy if he played baseball in the park often. Jimmy told him they practiced 3 times a week and played a rival group on Friday afternoon. The stranger was a good listener, too, and it only seemed minutes before they pulled up in front of Jimmy's house. When Jimmy got out, the stranger gave him a friendly pat. Then he told him he'd see him again, as he always drove by the park on his way home.
Hmm. Yep. They prey on children. ...1950s... teaching young boys to turn in sodomites.
The following day, when Jimmy finished playing ball, well, the man was there waiting.
Yep. So now the homosexual, the sodomite, is preying on this child, giving them another ride. And then it goes on, and he gives him another ride. Then he begins to take him fishing. Then he begins to intrude into his life. Okay, he's grooming him. This is what's happening. The American people are being groomed to tolerate this sort of criminal behavior. Okay, what I want people to understand is another mayor in California was recently arrested and charged with 11 felony child sex crimes. Okay. And again, you need to understand the very ones that are trying to tear down them laws are trying to do it without consequence. They are the ones that are breaking the law. They do not have the shield. They have the sword. They have the spear. They're doing the attacking. They're doing the perpetuating of the crime, Prince. And they're doing it with the permission of the American people by allowing this to take place. I also wanted to highlight one more thing here, too, and I want you to see it. But I highlighted this for a moment last week, that actress Christy Alley warns that Hollywood is conditioning society to ultimately be accepting of pedophiles. Well, I can tell you that right now. That's just not the case. But I can tell you where they have taken ground is where the American people actually believe that these people are the victims somehow. And if you want to find out how much that they are the victims, friends, just go ahead and stand up against them and make reference to the law, and you're going to find out who the haters are real quick. But we have people all across the boards. We even have young actors coming out telling us how they've been abused by other actors, by directors. We've shared with you Boys Town concerning the grooming of children from orphans, namely in Catholic schools where they were groomed. They were sent into the atmosphere of partying, getting them hooked on drugs, and then sending them into that of Washington, D.C., where the kids were used. Many of these kids have been sold off in Las Vegas. Paul Benazzi comes forth and shares the information that I'm sharing with you now. Folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but I wanted to tell you another one's been busted, friends, showing you exactly what it's all about. When are you Americans going to put a stop to this and enforce the laws against their crimes? Because they are, in fact, making a prey out of your children. Just ask them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.